Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
Ever wonder what happens to preachers' kids and farm boys?
They're kind of unpredictable. Not like the rest of us.
They become Bill Cody in the morning.
Do you know how crazy that sounds?
Back to the show on 650 AM WSM.
Guessing wasn't such a perfect landing. Yeah, I'm still alive, not sure how I survived. It was a hell of a ride till it ended. I guess that's what you get when you leave. You don't always end up on your feet. Oh, there's easier ways I could go. True consequence of a fast turn. Every up, every down, every single go round, every fall I have found makes me stronger. So I'll knock all the dust off and then I'll get back in the saddle again. Oh, there's easier ways I could go.
Templeton Thompson on 650 AM WSM. New single featured on CMT, GAC's Fan Vola Daily Countdown. What, 8 weeks in a row or something like that?
I still can't believe it. I'm so grateful.
Well, welcome to Coffee Country and Cody.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. I love you guys.
Well, I kept looking for your arrival horseback or at least a horse trailer to pull up.
And, oh, you know, I thought about it this morning. I was like, Jane, Bo, you up for it? Let's saddle up. Let's do it. Come on. I ain't scared.
So before music, it was the cowgirl lifestyle for you growing up.
Hmm? Yeah, big time. Texas, and I've been riding since, honestly, before I was born. That was kind of back in a time, way back in the Stone Ages. My mom was riding when, you know, she was preggers with me till she was about 8 months pregnant, and the docs were like, you might want to take a month off and maybe have the baby, take a little time. And from what she told me, that she made like a little papoose and stuck me in a papoose, and we rode all over the ranch. So I've been riding my whole life. I'm so grateful.
Wow. So that's just a natural, that's not a learned thing for you. You came by it naturally.
I think so. I guess you're right there. Yeah. Just
so when did you pick up the guitar? When did you put down the reins long enough to pick up a guitar?
God, that's cool. I like that. I like how you did that. That was way cool.
You write it, I'll give you half.
Okay, I like it. I like it. That was awesome. You're so cool. That was so much fun. You know, I guess, honestly, I didn't start playing guitar till like kind of way later in life than most people. I was probably, I don't know, 18 maybe. I played a few chords, you know, and never got really serious until right before I moved here, you know, so, and just kind of picked it up and had to actually do some relearning too, because I had a bad wreck when I was, you know, 16 years old tying up a polo pony. So I'm actually a lefty, not by choice. So there's been like kind of, you know, which all falls into the message of the song, you know, the when I get that pony rode.
And you're a lefty playing a lefty guitar, yes. Not a lefty playing an upside down right handed guitar.
You got it.
Because the pick guard is the giveaway.
Yeah.
It's where it's supposed to be.
And there's times, honestly, I wish I had learned the other way. You know,
no kidding?
Just like flipped it upside down, because what's tricky, if I don't have my guitar, it's very seldom that we're out and about and someone happens to have a lefty just every now and again, you know, so then I can't play. So it's just, it's really fun though. I'm grateful. I'm just grateful all the way around.
You brought your band with you this morning.
My band.
You want to introduce him?
My Sam band. And actually, may I brag on my man a little bit? We just celebrated 16 years.
All right.
Wedded Bliss on Friday. I'm so grateful this man puts up with me and he taught me everything I know. Mr. Sam Gay, I love you, baby.
Well, the two of you have had great songwriting success, together or individually?
Together. Well, Pony, when I get that pony rode, I always shorten it to Pony.
Right.
We wrote together with our buddy, we always call him Jason Green. His name is M. Jason Green. Jason, he is awesome. We love you, Jason. And, you know, we write with different people and just have way too much fun. And he's got his own creds as a songwriter.
Yeah.
You know,
Montgomery Gentry, Brian White.
Yeah.
Ricky Van Shelton, Little Texas, Johnny Rodriguez.
Yes.
And
he is awesome.
You with Reba and Joe D. Messina and Little Texas.
Yeah, I'm grateful. I still just, you know, it's amazing. It's hard to call it work, right? When you're doing what you love to do, and we just have a good old time.
So if it's not too hard, it's not too much work, why don't you just ease into one over there?
Ease into
one live, huh?
All right. My poor guitar, I'm sorry, girl. I'm beating you up this morning. I'm beating up the microphone. See? It's not enough coffee. That's what it is. I've lost my mind. Do y'all care if we do a little moonshine song? I'm going to ask my man to play. My uncle literally makes legal moonshine in Virginia. His name is Moonshine Chuck Miller. So if you saw the Moonshiner show, you remember that show? Or it's still on.
Yeah.
He was on the first season.
I don't think there's as much profit in making it legally as there is making it illegal.
as long as
you continue to get away with it.
Well, there's that. That's totally true. But he said we ought to write a moonshine song. So we did. And it goes like this. Jane, stay out, still house. Jane, stay out, still house. I know you love that sweet Virginia corn. Jane, stay out. You go around there anymore. I know you like that lightning in a bottle. I know you love the way it makes you feel. Fills you up with whiskey wisdom. Takes away your inhibitions. Trouble finds you there and always will. So, Jane, stay out, still house. Jane, stay out, still house. I know you love that sweet Virginia corn. Jane, stay out, still house, Jane. Stay out, still house. Don't you go around there anymore. Where's that fiddle? Ooh. Oh, yeah. We all love to slip off down the holler. Dance and sing and sneak and drink too. But when sipping turns to turning up a jug, you don't know when enough's enough. And girl, the crazy thing to do. So I'm begging you, Jane, stay out of the still house, Jane. sweet Virginia corn. Oh, Jane, stay out of the still house. Jane, stay out of the still house. Don't you go around there anymore. Now the banjo. Okay, so I still need coffee, right? And I bet, Bill, you know the words by now, right? Charlie, you know the words, right? Y'all gonna sing along? Y'all ready? One, two, three, four. Jane, stay out of the still house. Jane, stay out of the still house. I know you love that sweet Virginia corn. Y'all sound great. Oh, Jane, stay out of the still house. Jane, stay out of the still house. Don't you go around there anymore. 'Cause you know that stuff will put you on the floor. So go home. Oh, you guys sound awesome.
That was Charlie Matos with you. The Barnard to P5.
Thank you.
High harmony.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was awesome.
I know you were going one more octave and you'd have had Vince Gill. You didn't quite make it. But it was mighty fine. Mighty pretty. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Nice.
Oh, Wichita coming in there.
Wichita.
At 19 till 9, 8:41 on 650 AM WSM. And not only with us this morning, but in the days ahead, you can go to our website and find out more at TempletonThompson.com. That's a great name, by the way.
Thank
Templeton.
You.
What's the history of your name? Is it a family name?
Well, yes, kind of, sort of. My dad's best friend in Vietnam, they're former Marines. My dad's a former Marine. His best friend was named Don Templeton. He was a fighter pilot, got switched to helicopters, and due to a paperwork error, and was shot down rescuing downed fighter pilots. And so my mom and papa decided to name me after Don. So I'm very honored to
How
be
about
named
that?
The amazing Don Templeton. Mwah. Love you.
Templeton Thompson. And Franklin at the Black Dog Market coming up in June, as well as the Jammin' in June celebration out in your hometown of Dixon, Tennessee, which
yes,
is where you settled
sir.
When you moved to the mid-state.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're headed off some quarter horse doings in Oklahoma City also this summer, right?
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. That's for the AQHYA, for the youth, and going to do a little judging and a little singing. It's such a great organization.
Just my first
kids
date.
And horses.
First date with my wife of now 33 years.
33?
Was at the AQHA National Championships in Louisville, Kentucky.
Really?
In 1975, Waylon Jennings and Jesse Coulter played.
Dang, that
so
is
you get,
awesome.
Listen, you get Waylon, you get Jesse, you get pole bending and barrel racing.
Hey, what else you
do
need?
Do I know how to entertain a woman on a first date or what?
No, that was the first date. Now, fast forward a couple of years and they get married. For their first anniversary, what did this romantic man get his wife?
What did you do?
You, because I danced with Patti Loveless at the opera.
I'm bitter. I'm bitter.
I have looked for every opportunity to bring me down.
I am bitter today. Yes. So what was it?
A clothes hamper.
Thank you.
You got. Wow, that is so romantic, Bill.
Thank you, Temple.
You're welcome.
I mean,
dang.
Sometimes people just exude romance. I feel I am one of those people. Here is Randy O'Brien. He may be the other one. In WSM. He's a little weepy right now at this story, frankly. In WSM Flight 650.
I'm sorry, what were you guys talking about?
Coffee, country, and Cody.
Poor thing, she's only a country girl.
You're only a country boy.
You never know what Bill's gonna say next.
Back off, cowboy.
650 AM, WSM.
And I never had you hold me that tight. And I never saw you dance with your feet off the ground. See it now. I never saw. Now.
Tracy Lawrence, and I see it now at 10 minutes till 9 on 650 AM WSM. You can see it on her website at templetonthompson.com. She's trying to tweet everybody she knows on her Twitter account, and she says, what? Bill, Charlie, this little circle keeps going around, and what is that all about? And I said, that is all about it not going where you want it to go. Meanwhile, your husband Sam is having no problem whatsoever. So use his phone.
I'm serious, man. How do it?
Have we got any pictures posted, Charlie?
On Facebook, yes, at facebook.com/WSM Radio.
Dang,
you can check in
good.
There.
So how many horses do you have, cowgirl?
Dos.
Two?
My Jane and my Bo, yes. Big, beautiful, gorgeous quarter horses. So grateful. They are rock stars.
What was your first horse?
My first horse was, from what I understand, I don't remember the pony so much, but a little Shetland pony who liked to kind of buck me off a lot as a tiny child.
Yeah, they look cute. They have a history. They have a reputation, Shetland ponies.
They're tough, man.
They are,
I think
yeah.
they teach us to be tough.
They,
so,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe Joni the pony? Was that? Yeah, that might be.
Joni the pony.
That may have been right. Yeah.
Mine
and
was
Charlie.
Charlie.
Wonderful quarter horse. Bay quarter horse named Charlie. Charlie and I ran barrels in Texas. And he was awesome. Which reminds me of another awesome Charlie.
I like that.
Should have had a horse named Bill, too, because that's
right, because
awesome
he danced with
Bill.
Patti Loveless, or they
awesome
said
Bill.
It. They call it dancing at the opera.
Yeah.
Man, I gotta look that up. I can't wait
no,
to see
please
that.
No, please don't.
That is awesome. That is
I realized in the middle of it, I have no idea what I am doing out here. I have just fallen for Patti Loveless backstage here, holding my hand and her daring me like two high school kids going, I will if you will.
And
here we were. Like, you know, Thelma and Louise. I don't know which one I was, but I was one of them. And there I was in front of the world dancing on the stage of the opera.
Well, thank God you didn't get in a car with her.
I know how that
is. That didn't end well. Yeah,
so, yeah. I'd rather be horseback with Templeton. I'd be a lot safer that way.
Thank you.
Well, you guys play us another one before you wrap up here this morning. If you're just joining us, Templeton Thompson, you see her all over CMT and GAC. Like 8 weeks straight as a part of the fan-voted daily countdown on GAC. And we're hanging out with my girlfriend, Suzanne Alexander, over there. And Charlie met her and invited her to come see us during the CMA Music Festival.
Mm-hmm. Our Durango Music Spot stage, yes, sir.
And the single is When I Get That Pony Rode. You said the Moonshine song that Charlie and I duetted on. We
thank
don't
you.
Like to think of as background
you.
Vocals.
Right.
We think
yeah.
of as duet parts.
Is there paperwork for royalties that I need to sign before you guys leave?
Or
make sure.
Us.
Okay,
we
thank you.
We got them. No worries.
Okay,
we're prepared. Absolutely.
Now, listen. My favorite line in the industry. Listen, we can't pay you for this, so we need you to sign a release form. Daryl McCall, the great Texas singer-songwriter, whom you will know from Texas. I mean, he's played every dance hall there is to play in the state of Texas over the years. Daryl once said, oh, that'll be no problem. I've raised a family of five on good publicity.
Grocery store loves like exposure.
In lieu of money, good publicity will do.
I have no idea all the exposure. That should definitely get me $100 worth of groceries. Right?
This is great. We got some guys here at the Magnolia Lobby Studio of the Gaylord Opryland Resort and Convention Center who are on their way to the pool. So here are these shirtless guys standing here with their towels ready to go to the pool, but they want to hear you play and sing first.
Y'all are so nice. All right.
This is the first.
We'll do one. This is called Girls and Horses, but I'm not excluding the boys and the men, just so you know. It goes like this. Kick it off there, Wichita. Two. You're funny man, Sam. Two, three, four. Well, she talks about him, dreams about him, thinks about him all the time. She's got to have him, being lost without him. You can see it in her eyes. What is it? What is it with girls and horses? And she says, now when I was a young girl, they were my whole world. still feel like that girl someday. What is it? What is it with girls and horses? Sometimes I want to give up, roll up my hands and say, enough's enough. But that's when I go inside love and run away till I'm okay, till I'm not afraid of staying in the game. Maybe that's what it is. Talk about them, and I dream about them. I live to love them, and I love to ride. We'll always have them, be lost without them. It's magic in those gentle eyes. What is it? What is it with girls?
Templeton Thompson, live in studio with her husband, Sam, on 650 AM WSM. And your horse, Jane, yes, is famous. I mean, in country music, you hope that you achieve bobblehead status. But Jane has trumped that. Tell
she
us.
She totally trumped that. Man, Bill, you're so awesome. Thank you. Yes, she is a Briar model horse.
Now, explain what that means.
Well, you know, do you know those really cool plastic collectible horses? They sit about, I don't know, about 12 inches tall, kind of varied. And when I was a kid, I had the Black Stallion, and I had the little Alex Farley doll, too, and the Briar stable and all that good stuff. So, you know, for me, actually having my baby girl, Jane, be a Briar model is like, I always call it my Grammy in the horse world, you know? So now we're working on the music Grammy, but I'm so proud of her. And that model, the first model they made of her, is actually in our Girls and Horses music video that we made for that song. So I'm so proud. They're my big, beautiful rock stars.
Well, and you have had, in addition to the music you've recorded and featured for us this morning, and the things that, as we talked at the top, that people like Reba and Joe DiMessina and Little Texas have cut of yours, but you've been successful in having your music used on soundtracks for different things, including Dr. Dolittle 3, I understand.
Dang, you just, it's like you know me so well.
You do a little research, you find
amazing.
Out you know people before they get here.
Thank you, you're so sweet. Yeah, it was.
And that's perfect for you with your love of animals, I would think.
It's totally perfect. It's a really great movie, too, Kids and Horses. You know, you just can't go wrong with Kids and Horses. And actually, it was kind of wild. The first time we watched it, we noticed that, because that's a song Sam and I wrote with our buddy Porter Howell of Little Texas.
Yeah.
And love Porter so much. And we were watching, and they actually borrowed a line from the song and wrote it into the script right before they do the song. And they do a little dance kind of with it. So I was quite honored. And Sam was all excited that he could blow up the screen and kind of magnify it and see our names, you know.
Hey,
in,
Sam,
in
I
the
danced
credits
with Patti Loveless at the Opry over the weekend. I don't know if you've heard about it or not.
That's
danced. I'm doing the air quotes.
You, sir, are a rock star.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken, always great care and great taste.